This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and today we're going to kind of finish up, I suppose, round out, let's use that word, round out the conversation of the last four podcasts. So if you're coming in and you have missed the last four podcasts, I went through effectively the four archetypes of mature masculinity and also integrated that into the four archetypes of the mature feminine as well. Now there are many archetypes. I brought it down to four, and then their shadow variations. So technically there was 24, but either way, I'd recommend to go back and listen to all those ones. They went a bit longer than usual and went to like 12, 13 minutes. But I really enjoyed talking about them, and I got some good feedback from you guys. And it was actually what the Mood Prep online group wanted as well. So I put a poll in there, and that was one of the options, and most of them wanted that, which is great. So hopefully you guys got something out of that and you enjoyed it. So this episode is sort of moving into the question of what now. So we've gone through those archetypes. That's cool. It kind of makes sense. What now? Well, by all means, go off and do your own research. I haven't read it yet, but I do know that I think it's the ninth volume of Carl Jung's work. Where'd it go? It went somewhere. Is on the archetypes and the collective unconscious. Where did it go? Someone still? I'm looking for it in my room. My office, my loft, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, you could by all means read that. I wouldn't recommend it as the first reading though. What I do recommend though, reading wise, is The King, Warrior, Magician, Lover by Douglas Jett and Robert Moore, I do believe. I've been calling it Stephen Gillette for so long. Anyway, I do recommend that read, male or female. That'll give you a lot more inkling and understanding into the male masculines. Energies and archetypes, but as far as the feminine ones are concerned, I haven't come across a good book that delivers it as well as the masculine ones, but there's plenty of good websites, and I put a couple of them in the Mood Prep online group as well. So if you're not already a part of that, jump on Facebook and search Mood Prep online, pop up, and then I'll accept you in the group, and then all the resources that I talk about are there. So that's one thing, right? To learn a bit more about that. And you hear me talk a lot about the shadow and integration and all this, and some people may want to clear up what I mean by this, and I've used a couple of examples, like the shadow is looking at the light. And when we look at the light, our shadow is behind us, so we don't see that. So if all we look at is the light, the good parts of us, if you want to call it that, right? Because that's what society has done nowadays. They've called sad bad, which sad is not bad. Sad is a normal emotion. If we numb ourselves to sadness, we're also like numbing ourselves to happiness, right? We can't have one and not the other. And so the thing about the shadow is that if we are constantly just trying to look at our light and make everything positive, if you want to use that term, then the things about us that we reject are still there, and they still show up and they follow us around. But if we can turn around and see ourselves as whole, right, 360 degree view, then that's when we start to learn to accept ourselves and integrate. And so this is where the shadow and the collective unconscious and the archetypes can be really powerful. And so if you have somebody that, I mean, really what I do highly recommend is that if this stuff really fascinates you and you want to go further into it, and a lot of the concepts that I talk about, then I do highly recommend that you do get some sort of support. Now, it doesn't have to be like spend $400 a week at a psychotherapist. I'm not saying that necessarily. There's you know, read the wisdom of the Enneagram. You know, you can do a couple of courses. I work with the guys at the coaching room up in Sydney. Otherwise, what I'm also building is a membership site. So there's like three different tier levels of people, and how they want to contribute into this sort of educational space as well. It's like $20 a month is the starting point. So there's plenty of ways to continue to learn this stuff and apply it as well. But if you're listening to this podcast, that's a great place to start. I try and make it as tangible and as simple as I can, and then from there I use it accordingly and continue to learn. But if this stuff does interest you, then by all means reach out, because that's what I had to do, and I'm really glad I did. So the thing about the shadow is that we have to understand what parts of us are actually are the shadow, and then bring that into our awareness. Now, how do we do that? Well, we recognize our behaviors or our thoughts as they are, not as we call them necessarily. And what I mean by that is that so often we lie to ourselves, and we value honesty so much, right? We're like, oh, I'm, you know, honest person, and you know, you always keep honest people around and all this sort of stuff. And if someone lies, then you kind of, you know, you disregard them maybe. Yet we don't realize that we lie to ourselves so much, you know, in the circumstance of going, hey, look, I'm more than happy to drop you home, and you know, and like, I'm doing a nice favor. It's like, nah, you're trying to get bonus points, right? That's what you're trying to do. But you tell yourself you're doing it. That's a lie. And this is what's really interesting, is that when we can see that for what it is, and we see the motivation behind our behaviors, right, the deeper motivations, then we start to realize the constructs that we've built to kind of just fall apart. And we see ourselves for who we really are without the layers of personality and the layers of justification on top of that. And so this is why I recommend that if you do have someone that you can trust and work with, then do that for sure. I mean, I did, and that's why I'm so big. But everything I read, like, also gets some assistance with this, because, you know, it enables, there's no bias justifications behind it. I'm sure if you, you know, speak to some of the people I work with, they'll also tell you that sometimes it's just like, look, dude, you're spitting shadows. So either way, so the super ego is quite interesting, and Jung talks a lot about the super ego, and so these are often gateways into what our shadows are. So that's another realm that I recommend you do a bit of research in. I think the idea of our super ego is very fascinating, because it's trying to, as much as we think, fuck man, I put it this way, there are so many of us out there, like, using our life to pursue the goals of the super ego, and all we're trying to do is, like, resolve pain from the past, but we're calling it goals. Like, you fucking, like, there's just unfathomable how many of us are actually doing that, and when we get there and we're just unhappy, hey, it's just amazing. And so this sort of stuff is really confronting to talk about. So no one fucking says anything. No one says anything. They're like, well, you should get a good job. You should get high marks at university. It's like, why? It's like, well, so you can do well in the world. It's like, what does that mean? It's to keep going with those questions, because you'll get to the point where you're realizing you're just building a construct and laws and rules around how you're meant to act, when maybe that's not for you. I'm not saying this is for everyone, but this is really interesting things to consider and think about. And this whole idea of this podcast that I run, Mood Prep, is to get you ready for the day, but it's not to pump you up and motivate you so you run flat by midday. It's to continually pull you apart just that little bit. And, you know, every third or fourth or fifth episode, I just drop a line that makes you go, fuck, I have never thought of it like that before. Because that's the beauty of it. Because when we continually consciously wire our subconscious by listening to good shit, then, or reading good shit, right? Being a part of good people with good content that are saying things that are interesting, that aren't just going with the status quo because that's what I should do so I don't get in trouble. Do that. Be around them. Question everything that you think, not from a doubtful point of view, but from a curiosity point of view, to figure out which parts of you are made of stone, which parts are made of sand. You might be very surprised. So there's a line at the towards the end of the book called The Wisdom of the Enneagram, right? Which I found extremely fascinating. And it's because I've listened to I don't know how many hours, maybe 60 hours, 70 hours of Jordan Peterson, and he talks so much about how life is suffering and how it's existential suffering really. Like, and it's so hard hearing that and just going, how is that? I mean, you know, or people will say, yeah, it's really bad at the moment. Look at social media, right? But it's just like, I mean, we live in good times. I have no doubt about that. But life in itself is a continual suffering. Like, they put the best parts of your life on the other side of pain, right? And they did that for a reason, so that you fucking earn it. And this is like, even within, and I'm not a Christian, right, or a Catholic, but even in the story, and the thing about the Bible, and I all due respect to Catholics and Christians and religious folk, but looking at the Bible, it's like, for me, I look at it with, what is the meaning behind the stories of the Bible? And you look at Jesus had to, like, literally carry a cross with, you know, some sort of barbed wire wrapped around his head to his own effect murder. Like, he had to suffer in order to get to his suffering. And then after a couple of days of that, he was able to transcend into his heaven. Like, this is the whole dragon in the cave story again. It's the whole idea that you're your treasures on the other side of your suffering. And we don't get to choose whether we get to suffer or not. We get to choose which suffering we choose, right? That's the thing. We're going to suffer regardless. So pick your suffering. The suffering could be a slow daily decay of doing something you fucking hate, you know, and just being silent around people that you hate, because being silent around people that you hate is also a lie, right? And let's be honest, it's a lie to your soul, and that shit just fucking just dries you out. All the suffering is moving through the difficult times in a shorter period of time so you can transcend into the way that you desire to be. And that's a really powerful thing. And so my question really is, are you ready to give up your suffering? And this is the thing that came out of this book. I think it was, hopefully I say this right, Gurdjieff. And he was one of the people that basically put the Enneagram together many, many years ago. And I'm going to read it here. It says, Gurdjieff said something strange and paradoxical. The last thing human beings want to let go of is their suffering. Could this possibly be correct? If so, why? First, our suffering is familiar. It is what we know, and it therefore feels safer than some other unknown condition. Perhaps we are afraid that if we give up our own personal brand of suffering, some new and worse form will take its place. The second reason is probably a more important one, and my note in here is something that I really do believe, actually. Reading this, I was like, yes, I align with that. I agree to this. It's an important one, and it should not be underestimated. Much of our identity comes from holding on to our suffering, from all the complaints, tensions, conflicts, blaming, drama, rationalizations, projections, justifications, and energy that it allows. We could even say that it is the root of our personality. If our suffering and everything that surrounded it disappeared, who would we be? And so that's the question is, are you willing to give up your suffering, right? This is what to surrender is. This is why vulnerability is strength, because when we give that suffering up and we start to realize that we've built a personality around things that aren't necessarily real, they're just thoughts on memories, which memories are just thoughts anyway, it starts to really pull ourselves apart. So, yeah, what now? Well, now it's time to get to work. Now it's time to really do the proper work if you're going to get into the archetypal side of things in the shadow. So it's a big, brave world out there, though. I recommend that you get a good group of people around you. So if you've got some questions, get in contact. Otherwise, what I recommend is King Warrior Magician Lover. If you haven't already, do the Enneagram. It's a $12 program. I posted in the Mood Prep online group as well, but I'm going to tie this up because this is the longest one again. I've done a long week this week. My apologies. But team, thank you very much for listening to this week's ramblings. I hope you enjoyed them. I really enjoyed them as well. But if you found this stuff interesting, I'd love it if you found it interesting, I'd love it if you would share it with someone else who you also think would find it interesting. I said that every podcast, and I genuinely mean it, because I've been really flattered with everyone that's been getting in contact with me about the podcast. I started this going, if I get 2 listens, it's going to be great. And I've been really flattered. So thank you very much, and keep reaching out. It means the world to me. Otherwise, team, until next time, peace and pizza, kick today in the dick, and slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.